Masechet Kelim Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Gimel. We'll talk about two more yet metal utensils. We'll first talk about the Hidhur, which is a spade that's used to dig into the earth. We refer to this Hidhur, one that's reinforced with a rim, with a sharp rim to cut away roots that would block the plow. Hidhur Shenifgam Tameh Ad Shinatel Rubo. If the Hidhur, the spade, was damaged, the part of the blade or rim broke off, it could still become tameh unless a majority of the blade or rim was removed. As long as half of the blade or rim remains, the spade could be used, but once most of it breaks off, it's no longer usable and cannot become tameh. The handle of the hidhur is inserted into a socket attached to the blade. Here we'll talk about the halakha, where the socket was damaged, so now the handle can't be put in to the socket properly. Nishbad makufo tahor. If the socket broke, then the hidhur is tahor, the spade is tahor, because it can no longer be used anymore. It doesn't have a proper handle. We'll now talk about a kardom, which is an axe that has a blade on each side. One of them is a wide blade that carpenters use to cut wood, and the other is a narrow one, which is used to split pieces of wood. Kardom shenital ushpo tameh mipene bet biku'o. If the axe's wide blade was removed, it could still become tameh because of the narrow blade that it has, which is used to split wood. Nital bet biku'o tameh mipene ushpo. If the narrow blade was removed, it could still become tameh because of the wide chopping blade, which is still usable. Nishbad makufo tahor. But if the socket broke, the hole that the handle is put into on the axe, then it's tahor. Neither blade is usable anymore without a handle, and therefore it's not a utensil, and it is tahor.